The Islamic style of head covering called hijab has also stirred up some controversy not far from our studios here in Boston. The World's Matthew Bell has that story.
The city of Medford, population about 57,000, is north of Boston. It's sort of where the city ends and the suburbs begin. It's also where I happen to live, and as someone who reports on religion, I was intrigued to hear that students at the local high school were going to take part in World Hijab Day.
It's just to show you why we wear it, to make you feel the environment that we feel when, like, when I walk in the halls, how I feel, how those people look at me.
Sophia Chalabi is a ninth grader. She spent much of her life in Syria. She's never really experienced direct discrimination in Medford, she says. But there was a weird moment in school last fall during a moment of silence for the victims of the attacks in Paris.
I remember when it was like around the Paris bombing, there were like people in my homeroom looking at me. And I was like, really? Okay, like, why don't look at me? I wasn't there.
Chalabi is one of a handful of students at Medford High School who wears a headscarf to school. She's also part of the Arabic club. Some of its members are Muslims, but not all. Early this semester, the club came up with the idea of taking part in World Hijab Day. It's an annual event to promote awareness and understanding of Muslim women who wear the headscarf as an expression of their faith. At Medford High, students and teachers, too, would be invited to wear a headscarf for the day if they wanted to. After school, there would be an assembly to talk about it. John Perella is the headmaster at the high school.
So they were really organized. They were sincere and genuine and really sweet. You know, the whole idea of it was to really develop empathy and to give voice to a minority group in our building that does not typically have voice.
Perella gave Hijab Day the green light. He announced it to faculty. The date was set. But then the trouble started. There was a wave of phone calls, emails, and social media posts.
There was a whole spectrum of responses, you know, from mildly concerned to, you know, people that completely got wrong. They missed the whole boat, what we were trying to do.
Perella is being diplomatic. Some of the response was downright vitriolic. People accused the administration of allowing Muslims to proselytize in school, which Perella says was simply not the case. He says nearly all of the complaints were made anonymously. One resident did write an op-ed in the local paper. He blamed political correctness, and he linked Hijab Day to outsiders who wished to destroy America. Amid the uproar, school officials decided to back off. They persuaded students to call off Hijab Day. 17-year-old Nayara Zerlatini was kind of stunned.
I actually cried. I actually was in tears because I felt like we're already kind of in the 21st century, and I was kind of secretly hoping that people would be more tolerant.
So was superintendent of Medford Schools, Roy Belson. He liked the idea of students taking part in Hijab Day, too, but the whole fiasco reminded him that it really matters how you plan for an event like this.
We have to respect the sensitivities of the community. We have to understand that there are people who aren't with us yet, who don't understand these things yet. And we can make our situation a lot worse if we don't take the time and work with them.
But for Belson, this is personal. He insists that students need to be allowed to express their religious identity, even in a public school. Belson is Jewish, and he grew up here in Medford, which is overwhelmingly Catholic and Protestant. And that wasn't always easy.
I was walking down Lawrence Road to the temple, and I remember there was a boy who was in the school with me who called me some inappropriate names about using my religion and then punched me. You know, he was a lot stronger than I was at the time, and I had a black eye, and I had also had a couple of other injuries that went with it. Believe it or not, there was a police officer on the corner, did nothing.
Guys, find a seat wherever you'd like. We should have a faculty member and a community member at each table. So
Something interesting is coming out of the controversy. Students from the Arabic club are taking part in public meetings to talk about religious diversity. High school senior Simon Ospenson says, in a way, Hijab Day was a success.
It was unpleasant to have it shot down, and it was shocking, and it was brutal, in a sense. But I think the net impact has definitely been positive. Just because you have this dialogue with the the city and the elements of the community, and also just the ability to say that, you know, we can get together and talk about this, and that it's not settled through other means, and that there is a discussion in the first place.
It's not clear if the Arabic Club will try again with Hijab Day next year, but one thing that's come out of these discussions already is a plan at City Hall to host an iftar dinner one evening during the upcoming month of Ramadan. For The World, Matthew Bell, Medford.